Previously on the Screen Verdict Podcast.
Beam me up, Scotty. We're doing Star Wars. If you are a fan of Star Wars, just prepare to get offended. You're going to be very annoyed for the majority of this podcast. Oh, no. But reserve battery power. Do we have the same type of thing? Do you have the...
Yeah, I've got it. It's in my room. I'll get it.
This is a disaster of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Don't worry. I'll be back. Dark
proportions. I'm left Han Solo. Now, normally when I'm left alone, I attempt to juggle.
Hello.
Matt is back.
Sounds like you're doing something very visual for an audience. So...
Get a paperclip in case we're trying to break into it, unlock.
Oh, sorry, we're trying to help. The complaints aren't going to get us anywhere.
I put a paperclip in there and just touching the paperclip with this, and maybe the electricity travels through the thing.
If my grade 3 understanding of electricity
didn't work,
the real win was that nobody shot themselves.
We're back, and I saved the day with the solution of finishing the podcast before the battery runs out. So,
all right, here we go. I'm next.
Okay. I have a question, and I haven't seen many people pose this question.
Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And we return from one of the all-time great podcast cliffhangers, oh my goodness.
People have been on tenterhooks all week. You could not wait to hear what my question is about Star Wars that not many people have been asking. And I've been pretty curious as to what your answer would be to the question.
It's been a dead even 50-50 split between excitement and furiousness.
Yeah.
With the end of our last podcast. And we're here to put you guys at ease with... Yeah. Finally, an answer to that question.
Now, just a bit of housekeeping, not the segment of housekeeping, but some official housekeeping. This is a continuation of our Star Wars The Force Awakens podcast from a week ago. There are spoilers in this podcast. We will be talking about spoilers from that movie. So just a spoiler alert. Okay, there we go. This is covering...
Diligent. Yeah,
diligent. As you can tell, because you probably listened to last week's podcast, but if you didn't, you heard our recap, our previously on, you know, the sort of situation that led us here where our podcast machine ran out of battery before we could finish the podcast and ran out right on the moment of me asking a question about Star Wars that not many people had asked.
People refused to believe that that wasn't planned.
It was definitely not planned.
Yeah, our schemes to power the podcast machine was all an act.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, and I don't know, they can...
for no reason.
Yeah. So, do you want the question?
Yes, give us the question, Matt.
Okay. So... It's from the movie Star Wars Force Awakens, and yes. I was thinking this during the movie, towards the end of the movie, during the end credits, I was thinking about it a lot. And I haven't heard many people in the ether talking about this. Is Han Solo really dead? Is there any chance that we could see him come back? Because we've seen this in movies and TV shows before. They make someone look like they're dead. Then they're not dead.
The Walking Dead theory. Is that why we used the AMC Walking Dead man to do our previously on?
Maybe.
Matt using the Walking Dead theory. If you don't see the person die, they're not really dead.
Mm.
I feel like most people would think that we saw Han Solo die.
Talk me through it. Convince me. Convince me that he's actually dead.
Well, let me see. So he... First of all, the injury itself. Okay. Yeah. A lightsaber, it's basically just like a very hot sword, almost. And so he got he had that put all the way through him. I think, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like there's some vital organs in the sort of upper stomach area.
Yeah.
So that's, even if he's not, if he didn't instantly die, that's going to be a long road to recovery.
Mm.
Now, didn't he fall off the bridge?
Yes.
Do we know what's at the bottom of the bridge?
We do not know what's at the bottom of the bridge.
It could be a bouncy castle.
Yeah. Could be cushions. Could be pillows.
Kylo Ren has the emotional intelligence of a child. Maybe in his spare time when he's not murdering people, likes to jump around on a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
It is a possibility. Hmm.
Yeah.
We saw a character in one of the new series from the early 2000s. Didn't Darth Maul, he got cut in half. Because I was going to say, he fell down a thing and then we never saw him after that. Isn't that how Darth Vader died? This is how Star Wars is always killing people. They're always falling off stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I guess here's a couple of questions I have to unpack this. Number one, I'm not a big Star Wars person. I don't really know all the folklore and sort of the mythology of it. What role does magic play in the Star Wars universe? It seems like there are some characters that have abilities, some force thing I hear bandied about from time to time. So there's some people who can move people with their thoughts or hand movements or whatever, or hold people in place from a distance away. How big is magic in the Star Wars universe?
Well, there's no way I answer this satisfactorily for the listeners at home, but I don't believe they refer to it as magic. I believe they refer to it as the Force. Okay. And I believe the Force can be harnessed by someone that's gone all the way to the good side, or someone that's gone all the way to the dark side. And that's why you have... And the people that seem to be able to harness it, I believe, are called the Jedis or the Sith.
Mm.
Okay, so it's really just harnessing the power of good or evil. And I don't know exactly all of that entails, but it does seem to include mind reading or mind control or telekinesis.
Could the Force be so powerful that it has healing properties?
Not that I know of. I'm not going to rule it out.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking people were pretty upset with Han Solo dying, right? Like, people were pretty sad.
Fan favorite character.
Han Solo died, yeah. I'm just thinking, what will the fan response be if he rocks up in one of the next two movies and there's some explanation for how he survived? Something that we can't really imagine at the moment, but...
Yeah, what's more annoying, your favourite character dying or your favourite character being resurrected in an unbelievable way or something that goes against the logic that has so far been put forward in the films?
Yeah. Could I give a quick Lord of the Rings spoiler? Like, it could be a parallel here.
Yeah, while we're at it, Maggie shot Mr. Burns.
Okay, very good. So, anyway, because I remember reading... And then watching the first Lord of the Rings movie, where you're pretty convinced Gandalf is dead. He falls off a bridge.
Yes.
Down, like, an unbelievably high area. And you just... Like, I was really sad. Gandalf was, like, my favourite fictitious character at the time. And I was just, like, in grief. Next book, he rocks up. Not just rocks up, but he rocks up even more powerful than he was before. He's the white wizard. So,
and was that explained fully?
Yes, yeah. In the book, it definitely was. In the film, it's somewhat. It was done a bit better in the book because the book there's a chapter where he's talking to someone and it turns out that it's Gandalf that confronts them or whatever, and it's a big surprise. The second movie just opens with the scene where Gandalf doesn't die. Like sort of like a bit of a flashback to what happened. But yeah, they do explain it in the books quite well. So, yeah, but maybe there could be an explanation this time too. The lightsaber through the body is probably the biggest mark against Han Solo coming back.
I would say, because I don't know of any... There's a lot of, because there have been other popular characters that have died or other characters that have died that could potentially have been brought back using the Force that have not been brought back. So I'm going to say he cannot be brought back, and he will not be brought back.
Okay. So, yeah, it's very... I just feel like so surprising at the end of the last season of Game of Thrones there was such scepticism.
Yeah, this is how cynical we've become.
Yeah.
Some guy is stabbed 5 times in the stomach and just left to die and bleeding all over the place. Nah, he'll be back next season. He's fine. Patch it up, but it's hard enough, princess.
Yeah. And Solo stabbed through the chest with a lightsaber. Looks like he's pretty much dead. Then he's pushed off a ridiculously high bridge into, like, God knows where. And I'm sitting there going, they might be back the next week. Yeah. Like,
how dead does someone have to be?
We've sort of gone past The Walking Dead where if you don't see them die, they're not dead to... Even if you see them die, they might not be dead.
There was... I don't know if you've seen the show Luther, but there was a character in that at the start of a new season. They say he's dead. I just turned to my parents and I said, there's no way that that character is actually dead unless they couldn't get the actress back for season 4, because there's such an unbelievable death.
So it wasn't Lisa. It was...
That would be a real shock death.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Let us know your thoughts, whether you think Han Solo is really dead. And if you have a theory as to how he could still be alive, explain it to us.
Yeah. So you're saying he's not... He is dead.
I'm saying he's dead.
I'm going to say I think he's not dead.
No
way.
I
think he's going to go back. Because I feel like if he does, I've got a lot of ownership on this. I'm going to be all over this if he's alive. I think I was ahead of the curve on this one in a big way. So I'll be coming
right on the line.
Yeah, I'll be coming to collect my winnings if Han Solo pops into one of the other movies. Obviously, if it's a flashback or a dream, it doesn't count. I'm saying he's alive. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some flashback scene or dream with him in it, though, too, because I think people like that.
Okay. So what did we have left in the first film to touch on?
We touched on a lot.
We did a great job.
Yeah. I guess we could talk a bit about how Rey meets Luke Skywalker at the end.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker did not want to be found.
No.
That's why he's on such a remote...
Ironically, the actor who plays him, Mark Hamill, probably did.
So we're bringing you back. We're doing a whole new series. You're not going to be in the first film, though, except for just sort of an ominous stare in the final 10 seconds. That was very remote. Not only is he on, like, a... remote planet or a remote island. This is a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, okay.
Like, can you even live there? What's the food and water supply situation on those rocks?
Good you remind me of this, because I did have a thought about this. Like, so when she writes, you're standing at the top of this rock. So has he just been waiting there for years? Gotta be in a pretty cool spot when someone arrives. I've got to be standing in a pretty... It's like Jeff at the beginning of a season of Survivor. He's found, like, the coolest spot for the helicopter shot. Like, you know,
someone will come for me.
Yeah.
I better make this dramatic.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just looking off into the distance, and every now and again he's just turning around, just...
Yeah.
All right, no one's there. No one's found me yet.
It's sort of like sometimes, you know, if you're waiting for someone to pick you up from the train station or the meeting you at a cafe, you're about to grab a coffee or something like that, or maybe you're at a uni place, you sort of want to be looking a bit cool when they arrive. You don't want to be looking like at your watch. You don't want to be looking like lame or whatever. So, you know, I like sometimes go... Or is there a, like, you know, like a street lamp I can lean against sort of in a cool fashion? Is there sort of like, can I just be, you know, looking good? What's a good way to, like, sort of sit where I look relaxed and...
Very casual, very comfortable, waiting.
Yeah. And it's like, so when the person's approaching me, they think, oh, that's really cool.
It's like, a pleasure for them to find me.
Yeah. I do think the leaning against the the street lamp or something is a pretty good, like, thing when people are arriving to meet you. Like, oh, man, what is this, meeting up with a movie star for lunch? Like,
some guy standing in a straight line on 2 feet, what a square. Yeah. Look, yeah. Look at this guy leaning to his own beat.
Yep.
Very cool. I guess deserted island, that's pretty cool.
Hmm.
I'm sure they'll explain that. I'm sure he's got a vending machine in a cave somewhere.
Hmm.
A robot instead of filled with map, filled with candy, or protein bars.
Or I guess, can he just see the spaceship coming from a long way away? So he's sort of in his house, like, somewhere he's... Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. 20 minutes. I've got to quickly run to the boardwalk.
Start rowing. Yeah, starts paddling as fast as he can.
I hope we open... I hope we open the new Star Wars movie with the sort of flashback half an hour before Rey arrives.
30 minutes earlier.
It's like in Lost when they find... Directed by J.J. Abrams, who directs Star Wars. Like, where they find the hatch and they open the hatch after the end of Season 1 and then beginning of Season 2 opens with what the guy's been getting up to in the hatch leading up to that. Like, I wonder if it'll open with, like... you know, a day in the life of Luke Skywalker to open the movie. What do you think's going through his head? So he's been sort of trying to be hidden, but he sort of seems a bit ready to be found too. He's got a bit of a beard, got a bit hipster. What do you think? Okay, this girl's arrived who I've never met in the Millennium Falcon. And she's got my lightsaber. And she's giving it to me.
Look, all the evidence you put forward's got to be pretty good. I mean, of people finding you, you've got to be glad that it's a Jedi and not, you know, Kylo Ren or someone else instead. So that's a good start.
How do you know she's a Jedi?
That's a good question. Well, I don't know. She, you can feel it using the Force.
Okay, is that something the Force can do? You can sort of tell the good guys from the bad guys?
I think so. I think if somebody else has... if someone's on the dark side or on the good side, I think you can feel it.
Can you feel it?
I think you can feel it. And not a bad-looking Jedi. Of all the Jedis that could find you on a rock... there are probably uglier Jedis out there.
Yeah. She's a bit young for him. Not... she, like... she could be his daughter, like...
Yeah, well, I don't know. That wouldn't be unfamiliar territory for Luke, seeing as Prince Leia was his sister.
Is he famous enough where she would go out with him?
Is he too famous? People just do it for the Instagram. They don't want a real relationship. Yeah. They just want to get back to the the battleship or whatever and just be like, oh, yeah.
Is there any chance Luke Skywalker is not trusting her?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's like whenever you... what's an example? Luke Skywalker's going to be like the Brad Pitt of the Big Short.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, no, I used to do this. I'm not involved in that anymore. I moved on. And then, you know, slowly chip away. And it's like, okay, but if we're going to do this, we need to do it the right way.
Because she has just rocked up with his friend's spaceship. She could have stolen that from them.
That's true.
But if he can just tell her the Force is good or bad, then he probably will trust her that she's good. Like,
I think so.
Cool. So, do we have any other predictions for the next two movies?
Things aren't going to go well in movie two. This film followed quite a close blueprint to the first film in New Hope. Second film, Empire Strikes Back. Obviously, things start to, you know, some turmoil, some challenges, some obstacles. So, I feel like this film is not going to go well for the Jedi. And then they're going to bring it back in the third.
Who is whose dad in the second film, or mum?
Luke is Darth Vader's son in the original. Yeah. I bet you we find out that Rey is related to Kylo Ren somehow, or Luke Skywalker. Everybody's related to somebody.
Yeah, like, what's the big family revelation in the second movie?
You're probably right. Rey probably is, like, Luke Skywalker's daughter.
Niece?
Yeah, they're probably...
Could it be Princess Leia's daughter?
Yeah, well, that means she would be related to Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Kylo Ren, and Han Solo by marriage. It's like...
Well... It never said Han Solo was the father.
No.
But he probably would be. And then you could have the reveal that Rey and whatever his name is, Adam, Kylo Ren, are brother and sister.
That would so be...
Kylo Ren could have the line in the next movie, Rey, I am your brother.
I think that would be pretty good. Actually, I don't think that would be. I think people would be like, "What are you?" That's probably the main criticism I have of the first film, that it wasn't that original. It was sort of what you wanted in a Star Wars film, but it sort of copied A New Hope too much. If they kept it that close to Empire Strikes Back, that would just be comical.
The more I think about this, the more I like that this is where it's going. Because, like, Han Solo almost had a bit of a father-daughter relationship with her in that first movie. Like, you know, like, she'll be sad she never knew he was her dad. But, like, they did that point where they fly the Millennium Falcon together and he was proud that she was good at, like, you know, he's been like, oh, good for a girl, you fly this pretty well, or whatever he said. And, like, I think it actually, from a storytelling perspective, would be quite a good revelation. I'm calling it. I think this is what's going to happen.
So you reckon Han Solo is Rey's father, making Kylo Ren her brother?
Yes.
All right, I'll go nut.
Yeah,
I'll say.
I've got some very ambitious bets in, like, what I'm expecting from the next couple of movies.
I'm sure the theories are out there.
I'm more confident in this than... here's my problem. I feel like if this is true, then Han Solo is not... He is dead.
They don't go together.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be wrong on at least one of these two things, because I do not believe both will be the case. I just think from a storytelling perspective, it'd take a lot of the weight out of her learning he was her father if he then comes back.
So that's our predictions for the second film in this series. I think it's time for a screen verdict.
Yes.
All right, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. As I said, it was kind of what I wanted from a Star Wars film. There was great action. They're flying around in the spaceships, a good lightsaber battle, some great nods to the original films. It's good to see all the old favorite characters again, and there are a few great moments of humor with BB-8 and some other things. And overall, it's just really entertaining. I think really the only complaint that I had was, nothing completely original or unexpected happened. But it definitely hooked me in, and I'm looking forward to the next film. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
Star Wars The Force Awakens. I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but I really enjoyed this movie. I think the battles were good. I think the story was good. I like the characters, particularly BB-8 and Rey was the real ray of sunshine in this movie. She's fantastic. And Han Solo is really fun too, seeing him back, a weighty moment where he dies. Yeah, but it wasn't like a film that I was upset. I really enjoyed watching it, but it wasn't a film that I walked out of going, boy, I was so blown away by that movie. 7.5 out of 10.
Well, there you go. The verdict you've all been waiting for. What else can the fans of the podcast wait for, Matt?
Our Scream Verdict Awards.
The Scream Verdict Awards. The biggest awards of the award season. Will the Oscars predict the Screen Verdict Awards? They usually don't.
No.
But we'll see if we're in agreement.
Yeah, it's interesting. We sort of switched around the awards calendar. The first couple of years we were before the Oscars.
Making the Oscars redundant.
Yeah. And now we go after the Oscars, so sort of the Oscars is a lead up to the Screen Verdict Awards.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so we've sort of realised we were sort of, yeah, stealing the Oscars thunder a bit too much by going the week before the Oscars. So, hang on, just let me just see, my phone just buzzed. Got an interesting situation at the moment. I'm in this group chat with a bunch of friends, and a couple months ago, someone posted a picture of eggs in the group chat, and it led to 60 egg puns being posted in the group chat. The group likes a good pun. And someone posted something about Easter eggs today, because we're going away for Easter together, and we want to buy eggs for the Easter egg hunt. And it sort of relaunched. So I've just gone back to the old part of the chat, and I'm just reusing everyone else's from just going chronologically through all the old egg puns, just to see when people will notice that I'm just... But I don't think anyone is.
Are they getting good reactions?
To my ones?
Yeah.
No, it's just being replied by other puns. So, like, I typed, Q eggs aspirating puns. And then someone else goes, think of a bevy of egg-related puns there over Easter. We will egg sell. Then I replied, my brains will be scrambled. And so on. And then someone said, well, let's boil it down for you then. Won't be too hard. Hard-boiled, that is. I said, I think I've finally cracked. And these ones aren't my ones. These are just ones I've taken from this, the exact same thread from 2 months ago. So, there you go. My favourite one that someone posted this time, because we were talking about making omelettes, was, you are completely crazy.
This is where Matt tells me that he's been reusing all of my jokes on the podcast for the last 4 years, and I just haven't noticed.
Yes. Yes, anyway. I better post the next one on the... What was the next one on the list I've got? You're rolling away with this now. No, I don't like the one. I'll go, stop yellowing about it.
These are getting worse.
Yeah, so bad. So anyway.
Help Matt out. Go to facebook.com/screenverdictpodcast. Send us some new egg-related material for Matt to use in this group chat. And also let us know if you're rooting for anything, if you'd like to see anything make an appearance at the Screen Verdict Awards. We'll be giving out the awards for film and television in our next podcast.
Yes.
So until then,
goodbye.